Hello and good morning. I recently came across a very interesting story in the Sunday Times about some Americans fleeing the cities and setting life up in the so-called the sticks. Now, this is not about gypsy life or a roaming life or even those harrowing stories we hear or learn about of communes led by strictly controlling leaders, mainly men, and living in isolation from the rest of the country. This appears to be a new phenomenon. They are people who mostly made their mark in Silicon Valley, Wall Street, and other very active and profitable lifestyles, but then suddenly decided they want to chuck all this and replace it with a life of prayers and monastic activities within certain confines. They are said to have followed what is known in history as St. Benedict's option. St. Benedict's story is an interesting one. He was born in AD 480 and lived through the fall of Rome after the deposition of the last of the Roman emperors, Romulus Augustulus. Life in Rome at that time was apparently very corrupt, and he decided to retire to a monastic life and subsequently wrote a sort of instruction manual about how to conduct a monastic or Benedictine life. Now, these Americans I mentioned earlier are trying to emulate the Benedict option. They retired to an area of the Ozark Mountains outside Tulsa in the state of Oklahoma. While they are happy to use some modern conveniences, their main aim is to enjoy a sense of community. They pray, they farm their own food, eat in silence, and live as families. Their idea is that the world is approaching a so-called New Dark Age, whatever that means. When I read about the initiative on the part of such successful people who choose this life, even sometimes within the outskirts of that great metropolis of New York, I realized at least one thing that they identified as lacking in modern life. This is the concept of a community. The world's rural area is shrinking fast, and cities are swelling as a result. It is reported that by 2040, fully 65% of the population of the world will be living in cities. Of course, there are economic and convenience reasons for this, and indeed, one can surmise that there is justification for this, because it is certainly economically more cost-effective for any country to sustain a city than to sustain far-flung, isolated villages or rural communities. The government, central and local, for example, are grappling with the problems of supplying rural Britain with adequate broadband, reliable transport facilities, and even a postal service in all these far-flung villages. But life in cities can be so daunting and even isolated. Yes, one can be isolated even with the millions around him or her in the cities. On the other hand, the feeling of community and family settings in villages can be so much more socially rewarding and engaging. So, the concept of a life of families within a community, voluntarily living in a confined space and leading a monastic, essentially Catholic life, can understandably be appreciated. What I cannot understand is this concept of the New Dark Age. The best I can find on it is a short note from the Huffington Post that describes it as such: a new system. The world is passing through one of these rare but tumultuous phases where an existing order is unable to accommodate changes. Possibly the age of economics will be recorded as an interregnum to build the materialistic foundation to take humanity into an age of non-materialistic values, as was the case to many ancient cultures. So these people are trying to regain these ancient forms of life while making use of the modern world, but without the material extravagance. In this, I have quite a lot of sympathy with them. But the way I look at it is that we will never be able to de-invent what we have already invented. So rather than look backwards, I suggest we look forwards. Yes, we have distorted our lives by relying on materialism and forgetting many of the real values in life. I have just read a book that summarized these values so simply by describing how we should have two sets of values to maintain: the vertical values that define our relationship with God and the horizontal values that regulate our relationships with each other. The medium in all this are the scriptures. They are the words that is the guidance that we receive from God through the manifestations of God. When we read the holy books, we are immediately made aware of the fact that the prophets whose scriptures we read tell us in no uncertain terms that what they are giving us is not from them, but from God. It is the word of God. And as in St. James' Gospel, this word can only be the word of God, but can actually be also God itself. So Jesus is the incarnation of God, that is a bodily manifestation of the word of God. So, in trying to formulate a new and more rewarding lifestyle, I cannot see the value only of prayer and monasticism, although I do believe that prayer and meditation must be part of our life. But this would be a life of productivity and mutual service to humanity, not an inert, sterile life that can only benefit us individually and in a very intimate manner, with complete disregard of the world around us. So, while these people in Oklahoma are living there in total prayerful form, I would like, in my own way, to extend to them my sincere appreciation, but also to beg them to go back to the real life of productivity and service while maintaining all the spiritual values that accrues from prayer and meditation. Goodbye.